The Ukrainian anthem ringing out a short time ago as the country's leader, Volodymyr Zelensky, arrived at government buildings in Dublin. Later, he'll be addressing the houses of the Oireachtas. As peace negotiations continue, Mr. Zelensky has been calling on Europe to ensure that Russia isn't rewarded for the war it started. In Moscow, the Russian President Vladimir Putin is scheduled to meet the US Special Envoy Steve Witkoff. At the same time, Russia claims to be making progress on the battlefield. Officials in Moscow said its soldiers had captured Pokrovsk, an important rail and road junction that they've been trying to seize for more than a year. Ukraine insisted its troops are still holding the northern part of the city. We're going to hear first of all about events here over the past few hours. Sandra Hurley of our political staff is at Áras an Uachtaráin this afternoon. Sandra, will you bring us through what's been happening there?
Yes, well, this was a significant moment, I think, not just for President Zelensky arriving in Ireland for his first official visit, but also for President Catherine Connolly, because she was welcoming her first head of state to Ireland. And it comes at a time when the eyes of the world are on President Zelensky and whether that peace deal for Ukraine is possible. So just after 11 o'clock this morning, Volodymyr Zelensky and the First Lady Olena Zelenska arrived at Áras an Uachtaráin for what was being described as a courtesy call with President Connolly. They were greeted outside on the red carpet by the president, and then they proceeded inside to sign the visitor's book and pose for photographs. And President Zelensky left quite a lengthy message in the visitor's book. Now, curiously, this seems to have been prepared in advance, and it seems that it was probably already written into the book and that he added his signature, as did the First Lady. Now, in that message, President Zelensky expressed his sincere gratitude to Ireland on behalf of the people of Ukraine for Ireland's steadfast support during the fight against Russian aggression. And he also gave thanks for Ireland's generosity in providing shelter for displaced Ukrainians. He also mentioned deepening cooperation between the two countries. Now, there were a few questions called out from the press corps for President Connolly. One was on whether Ukraine should get all the arms it requires to defend itself, but there was no comment on this from either president, and really any questions were met with stony silence, and the two departed for their initial meeting, which was a 10-minute one-on-one meeting between the two presidents, and then there was a quick meeting of the two delegations. On the Irish side, that delegation included the Secretary-General Orla O'Hanlon, the Secretary-General to the president, and also President Connolly's advisor, Bevin O'Connor. Now, it was tight security, as you would imagine. The motorcade for the Ukrainian delegation included a new Garda armoured tactical vehicle. And in just under an hour, President Zelensky made a swift exit from Áras an Uachtaráin. So it was all quite a quick visit in Phoenix Park.
Sandra, at Áras an Uachtaráin, thank you for that. Let's move on to Leinster House next. Speaking on the way into this morning's cabinet meeting, the Foreign Affairs Minister, Helen McEntee, spoke about the relationship between Ireland and Ukraine.
I think really this is an opportunity for Ireland to reaffirm our absolute commitment to Ukraine. It is, of course, an opportunity for us to set out how we want to strengthen our relationship with Ukraine. And later today, the Taoiseach with President Zelensky will publish a roadmap between now and 2030. This is what I'll bring to Cabinet this morning. And this will set out how we will strengthen our relationship with Ukraine, our personal, our political, our economic, while also pledging further financial support for non-lethal military aid, €100 million, as well as €25 million to support the rebuilding of their critical infrastructure, infrastructure that has been absolutely decimated by Russia.
Well, for more, we can talk to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Paul, can we talk actually about the substance of this visit? What exactly is being announced today?
As you heard there from the new Foreign Affairs Minister, Helen McEntee, there's two things from the Irish side. One relates to an additional €100 million in non-lethal military aid and a further €25 million to try and help repair the electricity network in Ukraine, which is constantly being targeted by Russian forces. So when President Zelensky went into government buildings around 12:30, he was due to have a sort of 20-minute sit-down meeting, the two men, with no one else in the room. them, so the Taoiseach and the President together. Then after that, they're going to be joined by their wider Irish and Ukrainian delegation, and we expected those talks to focus to a certain extent on the ongoing peace talks, also possibly Ukraine's push for EU membership, and then how to strengthen ties between the two countries, even though, as we speak, Russia's war against Ukraine continues.
Remind us, Paul, what is non-military lethal support? Or rather, non-lethal military support.
So it has, like, some of the things would be things like flak jackets, which has been sent out, but most of it has been training in relation to landmines. So part of the country has been landmines. Ireland has expertise with that regard. There has been training provided by the Defence Forces to Ukrainian military, who can then go and do the job themselves. So it's many and varied, but the main thing is what we're not doing is sending over guns, we're not sending over munitions for the Ukrainian army, because that would be outside of Ireland's non-aligned and neutral position.
As people will know, this is all happening at a significant and at a sensitive time. What's President Zelensky expected to say when he addresses the Oireachtas later this afternoon?
Yeah, he's we're in, here in government buildings, and then I think probably around 3:45 he's due to address both the Shannon and the Doyle as well. What we expected him to do is, to a certain extent, an echo of what he wrote in the visitor's book, is to thank Ireland for its steadfast support, for assisting so many Ukrainians who've come to live here, to thank the government for their ongoing diplomatic support when it comes to the European Union, and that is trying to sort of forge closer ties, but also bolster the Ukrainian position in any peace talk. So I think those are going to be the themes of that speech, and basically a call, if not a plea, from the Ukrainian president at this particular time, when things are so delicate, that Ireland should stand with Ukraine. I mean, there's loads of rumours flying around. One of them is that one of the lead negotiators from the United States, who is going to be in Moscow, could possibly stop off in Ireland to hold talks with President Zelensky before he continues back to Washington. There's a lot going on, but the truth is we just don't know exactly what's happening in the background.
Fascinating times. Paul, thank you very much.